Welcome to the Hour of Decision Online, and I'm Cliff Barrows with my co-host, Bob Sauer. Howdy, Bob. Good to be here with you.
Thank you, Cliff, and it's good to be here with you, too. This edition of Hour of Decision Online is for everyone who's ever felt confused, hurt, or overwhelmed.
How do you face life? What resources do you have to call upon when the pressures get great and the crisis comes and the difficulties come? What do you have to call upon?
Billy Graham says the only answer that can really make a difference is Jesus.
Because when he lives in your heart, he gives great inward peace and joy and assurance and a sense of safety and well-being.
Stay tuned for Billy Graham's message, The University of Life. Also stay tuned for a reality check from Billy Graham's grandson, Will.
Often we fail to connect God's word with reality. In other words, God tells us in Scripture what he desires, but yet when it comes to our everyday living, we choose not to follow what he teaches.
You'll hear the rest of Will's insight right after his grandfather's message. That message comes from Billy Graham's 1980 crusade in Reno, Nevada. Cliff, what music are we going to enjoy on this outreach?
Well, the music was really stirring. One was Eddie Hawkins singing He's All I Need, and I loved the way he sang it. Beautiful voice, and people were greatly moved by it. And Vance Havner had a wonderful way of saying, we don't realize he's all I need until we realize he's all I got. Mm-hmm. And when we realize that, it puts new meaning in the words of the song. And thank God we can say, Jesus is all I need. He satisfies indeed. When I'm lonely, I've Jesus only. He is all I need. God bless you. Let's listen to Eddie Hawkins as he sings, He's All I Need. All right, Eddie.
that he's all
Edwin Hawkins helping prepare the audience to hear the message at Billy Graham's 1980 crusade in Reno, Nevada. And Cliff, the message, as you mentioned, University of Life, that will be from Billy Graham today.
It will be, and he talks about the required subjects to take, and then he talks about the options that we choose, and they are so interesting and so vital and so effective. It's interesting, Bob, that the meetings were held in the Centennial Auditorium on the campus. And the man taking the offering said, the crowds in this service, in this time we've had, are the largest we've ever had, because even with rock concerts, we didn't have this many people. And it illustrates the searching and the longing hearts of so many young people today. It was thrilling, and you'll find it to be so too as you listen.
And let's go to the platform now in Reno, Nevada, and begin listening to Billy Graham's message, The University of Life.
Tonight, I want you to turn with me to the 11th chapter of Matthew. The 11th chapter of Matthew, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to speak tonight on the University of Life. I want to speak to young people as well as older people on the subject of the University of Life. Now, we usually think of this text that a pastor will take and use at Labor Day. But this is an invitation to men and women who are exhausted with the search for truth. Jesus said, you've been searching for truth, you're tired. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You found it. The search ends with me. Now, at this university we're talking about tonight, you can fail, but you can never drop out. Psychologists, economists, clergy, politicians are dealing with social and moral problems on a scale that they've never had to deal with before. For example, the marriage breakups, even among so-called professing Christians. Racial tensions, we thought the race problem in America was settled. It's not settled. Trying to make ends meet on a fixed income, whether it's Social Security, a pension, or whatever. Boredom. People are even bored at their work. And then the problem of lawlessness. The moral permissiveness of our day. Immorality everywhere. The increasing materialism. Job, the oldest book in the Bible, said, my days are spent without hope. Isaiah the prophet said, even the youth faint and aweary. The words of Cain come back to me when he said, my burden is heavier than I can bear. And sometimes the pressures and the burdens of life get so great upon us that we feel like we can't take another day. The psalmist said, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and rest. Have you ever felt that way? You'd like to fly away from life and rest. You'd like to get out of that kitchen and rest. You'd like to get out of that job and rest. You'd like to fly away somewhere. Thousands of people out east come to Nevada and to California thinking that they're going to find it here. And they may find something here, but they find wonderful air here in Reno, I'll tell you that. They find beautiful mountains here. And they find a lot of activity here. But the real thing they're searching for is God. Because you see, they were made in the image of God. And without God, their hearts are restless till they come to know God. You can never find true rest until you know God. You see, the psalmist longing to escape has become the cry of the world today. Jesus said, I am the way out. He said, there's only one way to escape, one way out, and I'm it. You have to come by the way of the cross and the empty tomb and find reconciliation with God and peace in your heart and joy in your heart that you have lost. And how many of you are trying to escape? You've come out here from somewhere else to escape all the rigors of life somewhere else, but you haven't really found it yet. You haven't found that joy and that peace that you thought you'd find, or that sense of fulfillment You don't have the answer to the questions, where did you come from? What is life all about? Where are you going when you die? You don't have those answers yet. You can find it tonight by coming to Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus said, learn of me. It's a picture of Jesus Christ as the great professor at the university. He's the greatest teacher that ever was. The Bible says he taught them as one having authority. He spoke with authority. You never find Jesus saying, I hope this is the way. I think this is the way. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There are many ways in life that seem right, but the end is death, destruction, judgment, and hell. And Jesus warned about that. Jesus said, I am the way. Now, most of the world would agree that he's the greatest teacher that ever lived. And so tonight, I want you to sit for a few moments at the feet of the world's greatest teacher. In most American universities and colleges, they have what is called required courses and elective courses. Now, in life, there are certain required courses. What are they? There are three. Three required courses and three elective courses that I want you to think about tonight. The first required course is life itself. You see, we did not choose to be born. We were not consulted about living. And there's nothing you can do to stop living. We did not choose where to be born. We did not choose what color of skin we have. There's no escaping life. Oh, you say, I can commit suicide. That doesn't get you out of life. You only kill the body. Your soul, your spirit is eternal. It lives on. So you cannot escape by suicide. Suicide does not end it all, as some people think. Yes, you're required to live. How do you face life? What resources do you have to call upon when the pressures get great and the crisis comes and the difficulties come? What do you have to call upon? Well, if you know Jesus Christ, you don't have anything to worry about. Because when he lives in your heart, he gives great inward peace and joy and assurance and a sense of safety and well-being when you come to Christ. It affects you physically and mentally and socially. Every way, every phase of your life is affected when Christ dominates your life, because you let him come as Savior as well as Lord. And then the second required course that you have at the university, you're required to die. Everybody in the gaming business here in Nevada ought to hear this. The odds against which no gambler can win, that one out of every one dies. Now that's a sure thing. God said to Hezekiah, thou shalt die and not live. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. The Bible says there's a time to be born and a time to die. The number of years is simply relative. The fact is, we all die. And the Bible says there's a day, there's an hour, there's a minute already appointed for your death. It may be tonight. It may be tomorrow morning. There's a day, there's an hour, there's a minute already appointed. The Bible says in Job 14, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds beyond which he cannot pass. There's a moment beyond which you cannot live, already appointed. And God is giving you this moment of grace right now to find Christ as your Lord and your Savior. That's the reason the Bible always says, today, 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 harden not your heart. Now is the accepted time of salvation. The Bible is saying, don't put it off. Tomorrow is the devil's word. Come while you can.
We can help you make that decision right now. Just go to the top of this page and click on Grow Your Faith, or give us a call. Our number is 888-7-GRAHAM, 888-747-2426. You're listening to Hour of Decision Online, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Another outreach of this ministry is a very special retreat center in the mountains of Western North Carolina. Here's our Mike McLean to tell you more.
The Billy Graham Training Center at The Cove is better known as just The Cove. It's located near Asheville, North Carolina. Will Graham is the director.
It's just a place where people can come and study God's Word, through the teaching of His Word.
The Cove has a long list of well-respected Bible teachers and Christian musicians on its summer and fall schedules. And fall, says Will Graham, is a great time for a stay at the Cove.
Western North Carolina is such a beautiful place. The Appalachian Mountains are gorgeous, especially in the fall. To me, it's got to be one of the prettiest places in the world. I hate to travel in the fall because I love staying here. I'm like my grandmother.
Will's grandmother, Ruth Bell Graham, passed away in 2007. The Cove is part of her legacy.
The Cove came to be because it was something my grandparents had dreamed about. Both Ruth and Billy Graham dreamed of a place where people can come and study God's Word and allow God's Word, which they thought was authoritative in every aspect of their life, to give insight to any issue in life.
People come from across the United States and around the world to experience all that the Cove has to offer. You can begin to discover more of what it has to offer by clicking on What We Do at the top of this page. Look for The Cove. For Our Decision Online, I'm Mike McLean.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Hour of Decision Online. The title of Billy Graham's message is The University of Life. In just a moment, he'll tell you about some of the electives at this university, but right now he's covering the required courses. Those include life itself and death.
Are you prepared for death? The Bible says, prepare to meet thy God. There's only one man in history that didn't have to die, and that was Jesus Christ. He was perfect. He was free from sin and its effects, and yet he died on the cross. Why? Because he died for you. He took the things that caused death in your life on the cross in your place. He died for you. God laid on him the iniquity of us all. And now tonight, you come to that cross and surrender your life to Jesus Christ, and God says, forgiven! Your sins are forgiven! I forgive you! I write your name in the book of life. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But not only did he die, he rose again. He's alive tonight. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. The Bible says there's coming a time when there's going to be a general resurrection, when all of those that are lost are going to be raised, and all of those that are saved are going to be raised. And Jesus Christ died on our account on the cross, was raised again, and that is living proof. He is living proof tonight that there's going to be a resurrection someday. Think of it. Jesus Christ came back from the dead to tell us there's more. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. The Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Are you ready? And then the third thing in this school that is required of you, the judgment of God is required. You're going to face the judgment. The searching eyes of God will miss nothing in that day when you stand before Him. And how many of you tonight need Christ? You need to come to Him. You've been away from Him. You're in the church. Your name is on the church roll, but you really don't know Christ. More than a third of the people that have been coming forward here to receive Christ have no church connections, but nearly two-thirds do. Come to Christ tonight and receive Him into your heart and start all over again. Now, those are the required courses. Life itself, you cannot be unborn. You're required to die. You're required to face the judgment. Now, there are certain options at the university tonight, the University of Life. First, you can choose your way of life. The Bible says, choose you this day. As I said a moment ago, there is a way that seemeth right. Now, some of those roads that seem right, there's the lust of the eye the Bible talks about. Possessions. It seems that to gain all the possessions you can, there's nothing wrong with that, it seems. Things are not wrong, but when your life is centered in the acquisition of physical possessions, then the lust of the eyes has gotten the best of you. And that's sin. And it seems right, but it's wrong. And it leads to a dead end. Then there's the lust of the flesh. Those are the physical things which offer by way of luxury and entertainment. Some of us are selling our souls for sinful pleasure. Overeating, the wrong use of sex, excessive use of alcohol, all of these things. The scripture says, the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Then there's also the pride of life. That seems right. Ego, position, getting the best, self-interest. But that's a wrong road. We ought to think something of ourselves. We're to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are to love ourselves because you cannot love your neighbor. You cannot be a true Christian without having a respect for yourself. And there's a certain love of self, but not this egocentric thing, because the very heart of sin is selfishness. The very heart of sin is ego. And when you come to Christ, your ego has to be surrendered to Christ until he becomes Lord. And then secondly, not only can you choose your way of life, but you can choose who will be the master of your life. What's going to master your life? What philosophy are you giving your life to? What group are you giving your life to? Who is going to control you? Or are you going to control your own life and make a wreck of it? By nature, we want to run our own lives. We think we know better than even God knows. But God has a plan for your life, and his plan is perfect. For every young person here, God has a plan. He has the right person picked out for you to marry, if you'd only trust him to help you. He has the right job for you, the right vocation for you. It's all planned. If you'll say, Lord, thy will be done, and you surrender to him and let him become involved in all the affairs of your life. Or some of you that are already married, or maybe you're older now, and your life is all messed up. Did you know that God can rearrange your life after you've messed it up by forgiving your sin? Now, he can't take those scars away of sin. I've watched people come forward here, and I've seen many of them as they stood in front of this platform night after night. I've seen them with sin-scarred faces, because sin leaves its mark. But God can forgive all that, and he can take all that mess that you've made in your life and straighten it all out and get you back on the right road if you'll trust him. You say, well, Billy, suppose I've been divorced and remarried and my life is all, what'll happen? Well, you can't unscramble eggs. But you can start from where you are by trusting Christ where you are. He'll forgive the past and give you a whole new spiritual life and give you a power beyond anything you ever dreamed, and a love and a joy and a peace. And then lastly, you can choose your own destination. The destination is heaven or hell. The Bible says, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Narrow is the gate and hard is the way which leadeth unto life. What are we to do? What can you do tonight to make your peace with God? The Bible says, prepare to meet God. Well, how do you prepare? First, by repentance. Repentance means that you're willing to let God change your life. It means that you change your mind so much that it changes the way you live. And you're willing to give up all those things that are sinful in your life and turn over to Jesus Christ your life. The second thing, you come by faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, says the Bible. Just believe. You say, well, there must be a catch somewhere. There is. That word believe means that you put your total confidence in. You don't put your confidence in your own works. You don't put your confidence in anything but the person of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you. You cannot work your way. You cannot pay your way. You come by simple childlike faith. And then the third thing, you must be willing to be a disciple or a follower of Christ. Jim Elliot, who was killed by the Aucca Indians in South America, as a young student, wrote this: he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. I ask you, young and old alike tonight, do you know Christ? Is he your Lord and your Savior?
That was a moving story about Jim Elliot saying he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. My dear friend, wherever you are, you can respond to the invitation. Pray the sinner's prayer and receive Jesus Christ as best you know how into your heart. So pray this prayer after me. Oh God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for me. I repent of my sin. I know I'm a sinner. Come into my heart right now. I trust you and receive you as my Savior. And help me to follow you faithfully in the fellowship of the church. In your precious and wonderful name, I humbly pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cliff. Whether to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life is simply the most important decision you'll ever make. Find out more by clicking on Grow Your Faith at the top of this page. If you'd rather, you can call us. Our number is 888-7-GRAHAM, 888-747-2426. You're listening to Hour of Decision Online.
The greatest need that you have right now as an individual is peace with God.
Join us for Peace with God as Billy Graham and Franklin Graham offer you a message of hope. Listen online or find a radio station near you that airs the program. Just go to the top of this page, click on TV and radio, and then on Peace with God.
We're going to see what the Bible has to say about the problems that we face in our world.
God loves you, and He's good.
Peace with God, what you need today. Click on TV and radio.
The title of the message on this edition of Hour of Decision Online was The University of Life, and Billy Graham presented Jesus as the greatest professor or teacher the world will ever know. Now his grandson, Will Graham, encourages you to be a faithful student.
Often we fail to connect God's Word with reality. In other words, God tells us in Scripture what He desires, but yet when it comes to our everyday living, we choose not to follow what He teaches. The same was true for Abram in Genesis chapter 12. God had told Abram that he was to be a father of a nation, but yet when Abram went to Egypt, he was afraid. He lied about his wife Sarai and told the Egyptians that she was his sister because he was afraid that Pharaoh might kill him in order to get his wife. Abram failed to connect the promises of God that he would be a father of a nation with his current reality of living in Egypt. He was weak in his faith. And because of that, instead of being a blessing to the Egyptians, he became a curse. You will live your life according to the faith you exercise. So live by faith and not by sight.
For Our Decision Online, I'm Will Graham.
Cliff, it's not enough to just read the Bible, right? We have to live what it teaches.
Yes, and I like what Johnny Cash always said, you've got to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk. And boy, that's so true. I remember so many times walking with my son, my hand on his hand, and he had a wonderful way of holding my thumb. And when he held my thumb, I could wrap my hand around him. And when we would run, we'd run together. But once in a while, he'd say, oh, Dad, you promised you'd do this. I don't want to break my promises. I realize there is no perfect father. But because there is one perfect Father, the Lord Jesus, we can trust Him. And what a joy that has been to be able to tell my son that and to pray with him and to hear him pray the real sinner's prayer from the child's heart, saying, Dear Jesus, come into my heart.
Amen. Beautiful, Cliff. Thank you. We're offering a special DVD right now. It follows Franklin Graham and his daughter Sissy as they take a tour of the Holy Land. You'll see Franklin and Sissy share from the Bible as they stand in the very places they're reading about. The DVD also features bonus material. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to the ongoing work of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You can give over the phone by calling 888-7-GRAHAM, 888-747-2426, or give right here at Hour of Decision Online. Just click on the Give button at the top of the page. I'm Bob Sauer, along with Cliff Barrows. Thank you for being with us for Hour of Decision Online. We'll be back with a new edition of the program on Sunday. Until then, Cliff, we're always just a click away here at hourofdecisiononline.org.
Yes, and we want to hear from you. Don't hesitate to tell your friends and you can listen to us at any time. That's the joy of this program. And Bob and I consider it a real privilege that you would invite us into your home. So we'll look for you again next time. Thank you, my dear friend, for being with us today. This program is sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always very good news.